us to look at the book of Ezra.
那今天我想和大家一起看一下这个这个以斯拉记。
The book of Ezra here is the story of God's people. They had returned back to Jerusalem after a long year, 70 years of exile.
那今天这里以斯拉记讲的故事就是说，上帝的子民在70年的这个流放的生活之后呢，终于回到了耶路撒冷。
And they were called to rebuild the temple of God.
那他们呢，开始重建这个神的这个庙宇。
It's a story of new beginnings in the midst of uncertainties.
那这是一个，就是说讲述的是一个充满了不确定性的一个新的开端的故事。
Isn't that our feeling as well? New beginnings in the midst of uncertainties.
大家是不是觉得这跟我们的感受是一样的？就是在一个新的一年里面我们要面对一个充满了不确定性的这样新的一年。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage.Ezra chapter 3 verses 1 to 3 and verse 6.
那我们就今天一起来看一下这个以斯拉记的这个经文，是三章的一到三节还有第六节。
Let me read it first time in English and then our translator will read in Mandarin. Verse 1. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people assembled together as one in Jerusalem.Then Joshua, son of Zodiah, and his fellow priest, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his associates began to build the altar of the God of Israel, to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, in accordance with what is written in the law of Moses and the man of God. Despite their fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar on its foundation,and sacrificed burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening sacrifices. Verse 6. On the first day of seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid.
那我用中文跟大家再念一遍啊。三章一节，以斯拉记三章一节，到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人，聚集在耶路撒冷。约撒达的儿子耶稣亚和他的众弟兄祭司并撒拉铁的儿子索罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建筑以色列神的坛要照神人摩西律法书上所写的在坛上献燔祭他们在原有的根基上筑坛因惧怕邻国的民又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭第六节从七月七日从七月初一日起他们就向耶和华献燔祭但耶和华殿的根基尚未立定
May God bless the reading of his word
那愿神呢祝福我们今天一起来研读他的话语
Now as you can imagine as they returned back to Jerusalem with all these things that's on their mind settling down in a new place there's so much on their heart and in their minds
那大家可以想象，他们刚刚才回到了这个耶路撒冷，是吧？他们有很多的事情需要做，需要重建。那所以他们要心里所想的，一定是有很多的事情要在做。
But we see today from our passage, they the first thing that they did was they built an altar so that they could worship God.
大家从今天的经文可以看到，但是他们所做的第一件事情就是他们开始建了一个祭坛。所以他这样子，他们就可以来敬拜神。
So here are the three points of today's sermon. Let's look at the outline.
那今天这就是我们今天这个讲到的这个大纲。
We're going to look at the priority of worship.
我们要先看一下这个敬拜的优先性。
Then we're going to look at authentic worship.
然后我们再仔细的看一下真正的敬拜。
And lastly, the content of worship.
最后一点，我们会看一下这敬拜的内容。
Let's look at the first, the priority of worship.
那第一点啊，敬拜的优先性。
Right here in this passage, verse 2, it tells us that with so much going on in their mind, in their heart, the first thing they did was to worship God.
那在这里经文告诉我们说，即使他们在心里面当时想的有很多的事情要做，但是第一件事情他们所做的就是要敬拜神。
Look at verse 6, something very interesting.
那再看一下这个第六节的经文，这里有一些很有趣的事情。
It says that before they everything else was built, they built an altar before the foundation was laid.
这里讲说，即使在他们还没有建其他任何东西，即便是这个殿的根基都没有建好的时候，他们就开始建这个坛。
Now let me ask you, this is a real question. Would you, when you were building your house, would you build the fireplace first?
那我就想问问大家一个很实际的问题啊，如果你们是在建一个新的房子的时候，你会不会先开始先建壁炉？
Or would you go and buy a nice piece of furniture, like a dining room table that you love, and then you build everything around it?
或者说你会不会说先去买一件你很喜欢的家具，比如说一个你很喜欢的这个晚餐的桌子，然后开始呢就在这个桌子周围再慢慢建别的东西。
But that's exactly what we see here in Ezra chapter 3.
但是在以斯拉记的这个第三章这里，这就是他们以色列人当时做的这个事情。
Before the foundation was even laid, they built an altar to worship God.
他们先建了一个坛，而在建这个坛之前呢，这个殿的根基都还没有建立定。
So let's ask ourselves this question: What is the spiritual significance of offering burnt offerings on sacrifices on the altar?
那我想我们先问一个问题啊，就是说，在这个祭坛上献这个燔祭的时候，献燔祭这个属灵的意义是什么
？I found a picture online. Let's look at this picture of the altar.It's an elevated platform, measure 30 feet wide and 15 feet high.
我就在网上找了这样一个图画，这就是当时祭坛的一个图画。这个祭坛呢，其实是一个有30尺宽、高15尺的这样一个祭坛。
And so there's a long ramp leading up to the top, and it's there on the top, the high priest, they would perform animal sacrifice.
那这个祭坛呢，有一个通往这个顶部的一个很长的这样的一个波道，那这就是在这个祭坛的顶部呢，那祭司就在那里啊进行这个动物的燔祭。
Now let's look at God's instruction on how to burn sacrifice a burnt offerings.
那我们再看一看，当时神呢给了这个以色列人有什么样的指令，告诉他们怎么样去献燔祭。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 10, if the offering.Is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or goats, you are to offer a male without defect. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of them and burn them on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
利未记一章十节。人的供物若以绵羊或山羊为燔祭，就要献上没有残疾的公羊。十三节，但丈夫与腿要用水洗，祭司就要全然奉献烧在坛上，这是燔祭，是献以耶和华为馨香的火祭。
What's so special? What's the uniqueness of these offerings? Number one, it tells us it's got to be blameless, without defect.
那这个燔祭呢有什么独特之处呢？它告诉我们第一点就是这个所献上的祭是必须是没有瑕疵的。
And two, it tells us you got to offer all of it completely, all everything, every part of it.
那第二点告诉我们说，他们呢必须要把这个动物的燔祭呢要整完完全全的全部的献上。
And it's when they did that, God would be pleased.
那只有他们那样做呢，才可以取悦神。
What's the spiritual significance of it?
大家想一想，这里的这个属灵的意义是什么
？It is a powerful symbol of Jesus Christ.
因为这是一个耶稣基督的很有力的象征。
See, Jesus Christ, the one that the Old Testament prophets were talking about, that someday the Son of God.He would be the sacrifice.
所以大家看到这里，其实，在旧约的这些先知里面，他们已经说了，有一天神的儿子会成为我们的这个燔祭。
And this sacrifice, he is perfect. He is blameless, without defect.
那耶稣这位这个 做我们的牺牲，他是一个完美的，没有瑕疵的。
And when he offered himself, he offered all of himself unto God. It's a complete sacrifice once for all.
而且呢，当耶稣他把自己献给神的时候，他是完完全全毫无保留的把自己献给神，是一次性的，就是完全的献给神。
And that sacrifice would be pleasing to God.
这样子的这个牺牲，这样的献祭是可以让神喜悦的。
And so we look at Ezra chapter 3, we realize worship is the focal point, and Jesus, he is the center of worship.
那我们在读这个以斯拉记第三章的时候，我们就可以看见，其实耶稣就是我们敬拜的所有的这个焦点。
See, it's through Jesus our sins are saved.
那因为呢，唯有呢，靠着耶稣基督，我们的罪才能得赦免。
It's through Jesus we can have peace with God.Heavenly Father, our God, Holy God.
只有呢，借着主基督耶稣，我们才可以和神，我们的这个天父可以和好。
It's through Jesus we can have hope living in this broken world.
只有这借着主基督耶稣，我们在这个才可有可能在这个破碎的世界里面，我们才有盼望。
So let's be reminded, we are all here worshiping God. When we're worshiping God, we need to be reminded.That our worship should all be about Jesus.
那所以我们要必须要紧紧的记住这一点。我们一起在这里敬拜神。当我们敬拜神的时候，我们敬拜的中心重点就是耶稣基督。
And we are very grateful for all brothers and sisters who are helping us to worship Jesus every Sunday. They let songs play piano. People at the back. What are we all doing? We are all trying to point everything to Jesus.
那我们要记住哈，我们感谢我们的弟兄姐妹在每个主日为我们真的是带来这个诗歌、音乐、敬拜，还有这个投影，这所有的一切，让我们在这里可以敬拜，可以敬拜我们的主基督耶稣。
Everything we do here on Sunday should be all about Jesus.
那我们在主日这里所做的所有的事情，都是要围绕着主基督耶稣做的。
Last summer, I attended a conference. It's a preaching conference.
那去年的夏天，我参加了一个大会，是关于这个讲道的这样一个大会。
Now all of us were there. We had the responsibility of delivering God's word on Sundays, and we're there to learn to how to be better preachers.
那我们呢，就在这里呢，我们作为传道人，我们在这里学习，因为我们每个主日，我们都有责任。要给去这个传播主的话语，那我们在那里是学习怎么样可以把这个道讲得更好。
And there was one important thing that I took away from that conference.
那其中有一点呢，我学到了很重要的一点，在这个大会上。
It was that as preachers who deliver the word of God on Sundays, we need to always point people to Jesus.
那这一点就是说，我们作为传道人，在我们在主日去传讲主的话语的时候，我们必须要把大家指向耶稣基督。
Now often when those of us who speak here on Sundays, after we deliver a message, we always hear good feedback from you.
那很多时候呢，我们作为讲道人，我们在主日我们讲了一篇道的时候，有时候常常会受到大家一些很鼓励的话语。
And you know, you always tell us things good, you know, positive things. That was a good sermon.
那大家经常会跟我说刚才那篇道讲的太好了。
Some people say, oh, I really love that story you told.
有时候说有的人会跟我说你刚才讲那个跟我们分享那个故事实在是太好了。
And some people are more blunt. They say, I really like that joke.
当然有些人更直接，他说你刚才讲那个笑话其实。很有趣。
And everybody is so positive, and everybody is so encouraging. And I want you to know, I personally want to say thank you for your constant love and support.
那大家对我都是非常的支持，对我都真的很多的鼓励，所以我想特别的感谢大家给我这样的鼓励。
But you want to know what is the highest compliment that the preachers can receive from you?
但是大家想不想知道说我们作为传道人可以在大家里面受到的最高的这个赞扬是什么呢？
It's where you can honestly say, thank you for pointing me to Jesus.
那就是说，如果你可以很诚实地跟我说，啊，太谢谢你把我们指向耶稣基督。
That's our calling.
那这就是神给我们的呼召。
That's what we want.
这就是我们想要做的。
And that's what you want as well. Amen.
我想这也是你们想要的。
Where everything, where we look at the Word of God, where you can see Jesus.
那就是说，当我们也读这个神的话语的时候，我们看见的是主基督耶稣。
Our worship, when we come here, every time we come here, we gather together. I hope we can see Jesus.
我希望说，当我们每一次我们真的聚集在一起，一起来敬拜神的时候，我们看见的是主基督耶稣。
Let's keep reading. Look at verse 3.It says, they set the altar in its place, for fear was upon them because of the peoples in the land, and they offered burnt offerings to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening.
我们继续读这个经文第三节。他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
See, when these people were taken away from Jerusalem, Jerusalem became vacant, and nobody was there, and therefore other groups came and occupied the land.
所以当时啊，就是说，当以色列人被掳走的时候，那这个耶路撒冷其实是变了一座空的城。然后呢，其他的人就开始进来了，就占据了这个地方。
And now God called them to come back to rebuild the temple, but there were people in the land, and these people they did not welcome the Israelites.
那这时候呢，神呢把这个以色列人呢呼召回来，耶路撒冷开始这个重建神的殿的时候呢，占领了这些以色列的其他人呢，其实是不太高兴，他们不欢迎以色列人。
And they became their enemies to oppose the building project.
在最后，其实这些外邦人其实也变成了以色列人的敌人，而且呢是反对他们去重建神的殿。
And so these Israelites, their small group of people, their hearts were filled with fear.
所以当时以色列人其实他们人数也很少，然后他是一个很小的群体，所以他们心里也是充满了恐惧。
And that's why verse 3, it tells us that their fear drove them to build the altar to worship God.
所以这里呢，第三节经文告诉我们，当时以色列人因为他们心里充满了恐惧，而这个恐惧呢，驱使他们开始建这个坛来开始敬拜神。
And that is such an important principle in our spiritual life. When we are afraid, and at times we do, we need to let our fears drive us to God.
那这个就是在我们的属灵的这个生命里面一个很重要的原则，就是我们都会经历这个恐惧，但是呢，当我们有恐惧的时候，我们要让这个恐惧来驱使我们去敬拜神。
Because in times of fear, we need to be reminded of who God is and that He is in control.
因为呢，当我们充满恐惧的时候，我们要提醒自己，是神其实他是这个完完全全的掌控的。
The well-known commentator Matthew Henry said these words: "Difficulties and danger should stir us up to seek the face of God. For when we have enemies, we need to be reminded even more clearly that God is our friend."
著名的这个解经学者马修·亨利他说过这样的话，他说困难的威胁呢是应该激励我们去寻找神的，而且当我们有敌人要面对敌人的时候，我们需要更加清楚地知道神是我们的朋友。
When we are worried,When we have anxieties, our visions are blurry, and our focus could be all over the place.
当我们有这个焦虑的时候呢，那这样子我的目光会变得很模糊，而且我们的注意力也会很分散。
And I love this picture that I saw online. Worry gives a little thing a big shadow.
那我在网上找到这个图画，其实我特别喜欢。这里讲的是说，忧虑可以让小事情变成一个很大的阴影。
And that's what happens when we're afraid, when we worry, when we have anxiety, is we blow things out of proportion.
那这就是说，我们常常在我们的生命里面会碰到这样的事情。当我们焦虑、我们忧虑的时候呢， 我们其实是很多事情我们是看不见它的这个它的问题的大小的。
And how important it is for us in times of fear for us to focus our vision on God.
所以当我们真的是我们面对恐惧的时候，更重要的就是我们要这个定睛在神的身上。
Let me read you the words of one of my favorite songs. It's called When I Look Into Your Holiness. When I Gaze Into Your Loveliness. When all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart. When my will becomes enthroned in your love. Then all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.
我可以为大家念一下，可能这首我是我个人很喜欢的一首诗歌，估计大家很熟悉的诗歌。这是它的歌词，中文。每当我瞻仰你，每当我瞻仰你至圣容颜，每当我在爱中仰望你，在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。何等喜乐，当进入你心意，我全心成为你爱的宝座。在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。
I love that. When we focus on God, when we worship God, all things that surround become shadows in the light of Him.
我特别喜欢这里的歌词，就是说，当我们去敬拜神的时候，在神的荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。
That's what worship can do for us.It puts everything in our lives in perspective.
这就是当我们去敬拜神的时候，它可以让我们生命中的一切都变得有意义。
So as we face the new year, we don't know what's going to happen, but let's be reminded, first things first, let's worship God.
所以当我们面对这崭新的一年的时候，我们是面对一个很不确定的未来的时候，我们要让自己记住。先做第一件事情就是要去敬拜神。
Matthew 6:33 says, Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things should be added to you.
马太福音的6:33，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
We don't have to worry. We don't have to be concerned because when we put God first, everything will fall into place.
所以我们不应该担心，也不需要去忧虑，因为当我们把神放在第一位的时候，那其他所有一切都会为我们就位。
May that be a reality for us this new year.
希望这个在新的一年里面，这个可以在我们身上都可以成为现实。
Let's look at the second point: authentic worship.
我们再看一下第二点，这真实的敬拜。
Now, Ezra recorded something very interesting. Look at verses 11 to 13. Let me read it to you. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the father's house, old man who has seen the first house, wept with a loud voice.When they saw the foundation of this house being laid, though many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shout from the sound of people's weeping. For the people shouted with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away.
以斯拉记的十一节这里呢，以斯拉在这里记录一些很有趣的事情他们彼此唱和赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。十二节，然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见这殿的根基，便大声哭号，也有许多人大声欢呼。十三节，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭号的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
Now, at this worship service, we see that there was the sound of joy, but then there was the sound of weeping.
那在这个敬拜的在这个敬拜上，我们呢看见很显然有欢呼的声音，它同时也有这个哭嚎的声音。
And it tells us here that they were both rejoicing and crying so loud that people could not tell if they were rejoicing or if they were crying.
所以呢，经文告诉我们在这里，因为呢，他们同时的，一边是欢哭欢喜，但同时呢，也是在哭嚎，声音非常大的哭嚎。所以呢，人们当时根本分辨不出啊，谁在这个啊欢喜，啊谁在哭嚎。
Now, verse 12 tells us that who were the people that were crying? It was the priests and the Levites, the heads of the house, men who had seen the first temple, and they wept with a loud voice as they saw the second temple being the foundation being laid.
那十二节经文告诉我们呢，这里呢，是哪些人在哭嚎呢？是祭司那些立位人，就是那些族长，就是见过了旧殿的那些老年人。当他们看见这个新的这个殿的这个根基被立好的时候，他们是在大声的哭嚎。
Now, let's put ourselves in their shoes. Would you agree with me this statement that change is hard?
那我们尝试把我们真的是放到他们当时的这个啊处境里面的时候，我想问大家同不同意这个观点，就是说改变是很困难的。
And I appreciate the fact that it tells us that these are older people. This is the older generation, and they have been through the building of the first temple and now the second temple, and they saw the second temple being built and they were crying.
那我可以看，我是可以理解这一点的，因为呢，这是一些长辈老一辈的人，他们看见了这个新的这个殿的根基在建的时候呢，他们在比较说和这个第一个原来那个殿，他们就大声的哭嚎。
Change is hard, isn't that true?
所以这里讲的是真的是这个改变是非常困难的。
Why is change so hard?
那为什么这个改变对他们说是这么的困难呢？
Because every change involves a loss.
因为呢，每一个改变其实都会带来一些损失。
That's why changes are so hard for us, because it involves us losing something when something's changing.
那因为呢，当我们要面对这个改变的时候，其实它会是总是会带来一些损失。这就是为什么这个改对于我们来说这么困难。
And when we look at it from that perspective,We can understand why some people they can be happy and sad at the same time, right?
所以呢，我们从这个角度来看这个事情的时候，我们就可以理解说，为什么有时候人呢可以说同时呢是很喜乐，同时也是很悲伤。
Can I encourage you to think of occasions where people are happy and sad at the same time?
那我也鼓励大家可以想一想。什么时候人会同时是很欢喜，同时也是很悲伤
？In our household, this past summer, we had two graduations. One from high school, graduated from high school, and one graduated from college.
那在我们家里呢，去年这个六月呢，我们家里有两次的毕业典礼，一次高中的毕业，一个是大学的毕业。
So during graduations, you know how it is. At the end of the graduation, the graduates would toss.Their cap into the air, and they would be rejoicing because they are now free.
大家可以想象，因为在这个毕业典礼上，这些毕业生呢，都为他把他们头上戴了一个帽子呢，都这个高高的抛到这个往上抛到天空，因为这时候他们非常喜乐，因为他们说我们终于自由了。
And as parents, you're so proud of your children for their accomplishment.
当然，作为这个父母呢，你看到孩子们这些所取得的这个成就的话，当然是为他们感到非常自豪。
But as we were proud of our children, tears were coming down our faces.
当然，就是我们感为他们自豪的同时，可能眼泪也会掉下来。
We said, we look at them. We said, where did the time go? That's my baby right there.
有时候我们会真的看着他们说哇时间怎么过得这么快啊这个不久前还是这个我们的这个宝贝孩子。
I can think of another occasion where there is sadness and joy at the same time.
我可以想到另外一个场景就是这个喜乐和悲伤是一起同时发生。
Have you seen people cry at weddings?
大家有没看过真的有人在这个婚礼上哭呢？
Always, yes. Yeah, people cry at weddings. It's such a happy occasion, but at the same time, there is change. There is going to be a loss, and people cry.
那因为婚礼呢是本来是一个真的很喜乐的这样一个场景，但是呢，很多人在这样的这个很欢喜的这个场景上却会哭。
At this worship service, there was both crying and cheering going on.
那在这个敬拜上面呢，同时有这个赞美神，还有呢这个哭泣哭嚎的声音。
And when we look at passages like this, it makes us feel uncomfortable because there is a tension that is unresolved.
那我们在读这样的经文的时候，我们会觉得有点点的这个不舒服，因为这里有很多紧张的东西，我们想去把它解决了。
But the writer here, he makes no attempt to fix the tension. He was perfectly fine with both extreme emotions coexisting together.
但这个经文的作者呢，确实对这样的一些很紧张的冲突，却一点都觉得没问题。他也没有打算去说为我们去解决这个紧张的冲突。
Because God was big enough to absorb both our joy and our sorrow at the same time.
因为我们的神他是真的是那么的大，那么的伟大，他完完全全可以去吸收我们的这个喜乐还有这个悲伤。
In the Bible, there are examples of where two emotions coexist at the same time.
那在这个圣经的经文里面是有很多的例子，是这种就是喜乐还有这个悲伤同时的存在的例子。
And a perfect example, we can see that in the book of Psalms.
那大家看一看诗篇，诗篇就是这样一个很好的例子。
When we read the Psalms, we see one verse, there is anger and doubt, and the next verse, there is praise and adoration.
我们在读诗篇的经文的时候，我们常常会看见说，有一些经文，你看到这个诗人他是充满了这个愤怒还有怀疑，但是呢，下一节经文却是充满了这个赞美还有这个敬拜。
Yes, one moment we read about fear and anxiety, and the next moment we read about trust and peace.
就是我们有时候读一些经文是看见了他的这个恐惧还有焦虑，下个经文看见了却是神他对神的这个信赖还有这个平安。
And that's totally okay with God. God accepts that kind of authentic worship.
那对于神来说，这是完全是没问题的。神是完完全全的接受这种很这个真实的敬拜。
We have taken a long break as church, a church community.Long break because of pandemic.
那我们作为这个一个教会这样一个群体的时候，我们其实在这个疫情期间，我们有了一个很长的这样一个中断。
Within this pandemic, many many things happened. There were many changes.
啊，在这个疫情的期间，有很多的改变，有很多的事情都发生了变化。
As people made their way back to the house of God, the church.
那当大家呢慢慢的回到了神的这个家里，这个神的这个教会里面的时候，
many things are different.
那很多事情都变得不一样。
There's a lot of things that have changed.
有很多事情都发生了改变。
Yes, on the one hand, and I'm sure you experienced this. There's so much joy to be able to come back. And gather like this to worship God. There's so much excitement.
那当然，大家肯定是说，因为可以回到这个教会的殿堂里面一起来敬拜神，大家一定有很多的这个欢喜，有很多的这个很兴奋的地方。
But on the other hand, there is also a loss. It's a loss because things are so different now.
但是呢，同时呢，大家可能会感到有一些损失，因为很多的事情都改变了。
We have people that no longer come to church.
那我们也知道啊，有一些呢，现在也不再回到教会里面。
We have people who left the church and they don't want to associate with church anymore.
也有人呢就离开了教会，也不想跟教会有任何的这个关系。
Things are so different. Even the way we do communion is different.
真的，事情都发生很多的改变，甚至有时候我们在这个享用这个圣餐的方式也发生了改变。
And because of that, there is some of us are grieving. You know what I'm saying? Grieving over what we have lost, how things have changed.
那可能我们当中的有一些人会觉得，真的是为了这。为了我们因为有这些改变呢，心里会觉得很悲伤。
You know what God wants to tell us? Come as you are, because this is authentic worship. You have all different kind of feelings and emotions, and God is big enough for us to worship Him this way.
但神想告诉我们，神告诉我们说，你们尽管来这个教会里面，神的家里面来敬拜。因为神是足够了大，他可以去容纳我们这些很真实的敬拜。
Matthew 11:28, God says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, for I will give you rest."
马太福音的十一章二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
God wants honest, authentic worship.From His people,
那神希望我们，我就是神的子民，可以很真实的来到他面前去敬拜他。
Let's look at number three, the content of worship.
那我们再看一下第三点敬拜的内容。
Verse 10, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments came forward with trumpets, the Levites, son of Asaph, with cymbals.To praise the Lord according to the direction of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever toward Israel.
三章的十节，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服吹号，亚萨的子孙立位人敲钹。叫以色列王大卫所定的例都站着赞美耶和华他们彼此唱和赞美称谢耶和华说他本为善他向以色列人永发慈爱
Now commentaries tell us that everything they were making a comparison between the building of the second temple and the building of the first temple that everything was similar
那解经学者有告诉我们他说在这里其实以色列人其实是他们把这个重建的第二个殿呢其实与第一个殿是作为相比他们认为所有每一件事情都很相似
One commentator he wrote this It is as though our writer wishes to emphasize that despite the exile despite the fact that physically the second temple is not the same as the first templeYet from the point of view, the content of worship, nothing has changed.
那解经学者有这样告诉我们，他说呢，他们说在这里，这个经文的作者想强调的一点说，尽管以色列人是被掳去了，而且尽管呢，这个他们所建的第二座圣殿呢，在物理上与第一座是非常的不一样，但是呢，从这个敬拜的内容来看呢，其实一切都没有改变。
And look at verse 11. They sang this song, praising, giving thanks to God, for He is good, and His love endures forever.
我们再看一下十一节经文，他们所唱的这个诗歌，他们说耶和华他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。
And these words were sung at the dedication of the first temple, also known as Solomon's Temple.
大家呢可能要注意到呢他们所唱的这个歌词这个歌呢其实是在以色列人在建第一座圣殿也就是说所罗门的圣殿的时候特别为那个圣殿所唱的诗歌
Of course, right? King Solomon's temple King Solomon, the wisest king of all Israel and the world
那当然所罗门所建的圣殿为神所建的圣殿所罗门是这个历史上最有智慧的最富裕的这样一个王
The wealthiest time in the history of Israel Of course, when people saw the building, the first temple They sang with pride And they said, yes, of course, God, you are good And you are faithful
所以所罗门时代大家知道那是以色列人他们最富裕的时代，这个时代所罗门王所建的这个神的圣殿，当时大家可以想象的神殿是何等的雄伟，大家看到这样圣殿当然会唱说神你本为善，你的爱永远长存。
But now the second temple, nothing compared to the first temple.
但是现在他们所重建的这个第二座圣殿和这个第一座圣殿是完全没法相比的。
It was laid around this heap of broken stones.
它这个根基的周围是一堆堆的碎石。
The city was desolate and it was occupied by Gentiles.
而这个城呢，其实呢也是变得很荒芜，而且呢是被一些外邦人所占据着。
And everything they saw reminded them of the sufferings that they had been through.
而且呢，他们所看见的每一件事情都会让他们想起他们所经历的这些压迫。
But they were singing the same song.
但是他们所唱的这个诗歌却是同一首诗歌。
What does that tell us?
那这个有没有给我们一些这个启发？
See, as they sang these songs, these words, verse 11, these words took on brand new meaning.
因为他们在唱这些十一节的这个诗歌这个经文的时候，这些经文其实这诗歌给了他们一些全新的含义。
See, God is good, no matter the circumstance.
因为不管我们周遭的情况怎么样，神是本为善的。
Yes, life is so challenging, life is so hard, but God, you are still good and you are faithful.
因为呢，不管我们的生命是有多么的困难，多么的这个艰难。但是神，你永远都是本为善，你永远都是信实。
And because you're good, because you're faithful, we can trust you.
那因为神，你是本为善的，你是信实的，所以我们能够信任你。
I want to tell you, end today's message by telling a story of Mrs. Sum.
那我想说，在结束今天的这个信息之前呢，我想给大家分享一下。陈阿姨的一个故事。
Mrs. Sum, she's one of my my best buddy's mother.
那陈阿姨是我一个最好的朋友的妈妈。
And I've known her for over 30 years.
那我认识她都有差不多30年。
And life has been busy, and we kind of lost touch. I had not seen her for many years.
那时候因为大家都很忙，所以呢，我有一段时间就没有跟她联系了。
Well, last June, I received a text from my buddy.
那去年的六月份呢，我从我的这个好朋友那里呢，收到了一个信息。
He said, just these few words, my mom is dying, she's in a hospice, know any Chinese chaplain?
他给我的这个短信非常的简单，就是说，我的妈妈，就是已经差不多要去世了。他在这个临终关怀，他说你认识不认识讲中文的牧师。
I grabbed my Chinese Bible.
我就马上拿起我的中文的圣经。
And I rushed to the hospice.
我就赶到了这个临终关怀中心。
I found her room and I went into the room.
我找到她的房间，我就进去了。
And there was on the bed Mrs. Sum.
我看到在这个病床上，那就是陈阿姨。
Let me tell you, I could not recognize her at all.
我当时真的就几乎都没有办法认出她来。
Her whole body was ravaged by cancer.
她整个身躯都被这个癌症呢所弄垮了。
I couldn't recognize her.
我完全没有办法认出她来。
Except her eyes.
当然，除了她的眼睛之外，我能认得出。
I removed my mask. I said, "Mrs. Sum, 我是 Solomon. 还记得我吗？"
就是我把我的这个口罩就摘下来，就对陈阿姨说：“陈阿姨，还记得我吗？我是 Solomon。"
She couldn't do much, but she nodded her head.
但她非常虚弱，但是她做不了啥事情。但是呢，她微微的点了一下头。
So I read Psalm 23 for her.
所以我就开始为他读这个诗篇的二十三章的经文。
From my Chinese Bible.
用我的这个中文的这个圣经。
Now I have to admit, I was struggling right as I was reading Chinese, and I was reading verse by verse, word by word, very slowly, because I, you know, it's not natural for me to read Chinese.
因为我读中文的经文的时候就读的不太流利，所以呢，我是读的。一个一个字的慢慢的读出来。
So I read, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Word by word.
我读这些经文，就是每一个词的读，说读到耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
But when I read to this verse, it says, My cup overflows.
当我读到这个经文，经文说我的福，使我的福杯满溢。
I choked up. I could not go on reading. I struggled.
这时候我就哽咽了，我就读不下去了。我当时真的是很纠结，很挣扎。
See, I did not know this, but because I was reading every word so carefully, I did not know this before. But the English translation of this verse is a little bit different from the Chinese translation.
因为我以前没有注意到这一点，但是这我当读这个中文经文的时候，一个字的读的时候，我发现，英文的这个翻译跟中文的翻译有点点不一样。
English just says my cup overflows, but the Chinese translation says no, your cup of blessing overflows, running over.
因为英文的翻译没有提到这个祝福，但是中文的翻译是说使我的福杯满溢。
Mrs. Sam lived a very, very difficult life.
因为陈阿姨她的整个生命是非常的艰难。
Her marriage did not work out. She became a divorcee at a very young age.
那她婚姻呢就真的非常的不顺利啊，在很年轻的时候就离婚了。
And she remained single for the rest of her life.
然后之后她一辈子都是单身的。
All her life, she worked multiple jobs supporting her children.
而且呢，他一生里面都是做了好几份工作来支持他的这个孩子。
She battled multiple health issues.
他有好多的这个健康的问题。
She had financial issues.
也有财务上的问题。
She had family issues.
也有家庭的问题。
And now she's dying of cancer.
而且呢，现在呢，却是这个癌症呢，却要去夺去他的生命。
How can I honestly?Sit there and read to her, your cup overflows with God's blessing.
我在想说，我在这里怎有什么办法可以说很诚实的，出发自内心的跟她说，神使你的福杯满溢。
But right there, as I was struggling to read these words, it was as if the Lord spoke to me and reminded me.
那就在这时候，就是当我在很挣扎，我没有办法去读出这个经文的时候，神好像就在提醒我说
：“Solomon, you tell her that her cup of blessing overflows。”
神好像在跟我说：“叫 Solomon， 你来告诉陈阿姨，说她的福杯满溢。
”Because I am her shepherd, and she's my sheep.
因为我是他的牧羊人，他是我的羊。
She is my sheep, she is my daughter, she is my beloved.
所以他是我的羊，他是我的女儿，所以他是受祝福的。
She belongs to me and I love her.
那他是属我的，所以我爱他。
Because that she is tremendously blessed.
正因为这样子，所以呢，他是真的是充满了这个祝福的。
Well, very quickly, the following week, Mrs. Sam went to be with the Lord.
那很快，这个下一周，第二周呢，陈阿姨就去神那里了。
Now she is in the arms of our Heavenly Father. She is in glory.
那当然，这时候她就是在我们的神的这个充满荣耀的神的这个臂膀里面。
And I'm sure, if she was here, and if she could speak to us, she would say with confidence.
那我非常确定，如果他在这里和我们大家在一起，他今天他会很自信地告诉我们：“
我的福杯 满意。
这个不需要翻译。
My cup overflows with God's blessing. I am so blessed.
他会说，我这个福杯就是因为神的这个祝福而福杯满意了，我非常的蒙福。
She will share with us that she's the most blessed person in the world.
他会跟我们分享说，他是这世界上最蒙福的一个人。
And my brothers and sisters, I hope we can keep that in mind as we face this new year.
所以我希望我们的弟兄姐妹，我们在这个面对在新的一年里面的时候，我们要紧紧的记住这一点。
Yes, life will be challenging, and there will be difficulties.
就是我们的生命会非常的这个有充满了挑战，会很多的困难。
But you know what? God, He is good, and His faithfulness endures forever.
而且神他是本为善的，他的信实。会永远长存。
And because of that, we can trust him.
那因为这样子，我们就可以信赖我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a God who is sovereign and in control.
啊，我们亲爱的神，我们感谢你做我们那个充满了这个掌控的神。
That at times, even though we walk through the valleys of shadow of death, Lord, that we can fear no evil, for you are with us.
有时候我们真的是，即使我们要经过这个死荫的阴谷的时候，我们都不需要惧怕，因为知道我们有神。
And because you are faithful, because you are good, our cup overflows with your blessing.
啊，因为你是信实的，而且你是良善的，所以我们的福杯会满意。
So I pray for all of us that year 2023 that we can trust you.
那我就求神让我们在每一个人在这新的2023年里面，我们每个人都要信赖神。
Even though we face challenges, even though we will face difficulties, we will hold on to you. We will cling to you.
即使说我们知道我们会要面临着挑战，面临着困难，我们让我们每一个人都紧紧的抓住神。
Because you are good and because you are faithful.
因为你是良善的，你是信实的。
And we can trust you.
我们可以信赖你。
Help us to do that, and may that be a reality for all of us this new year.
求你们帮助我们，求你帮助我们每一个人，让我们在这个新的一年里面都能够做到这一点。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.